This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem, with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India celebrated the Republic Day with great enthusiasm and pride. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is privileged to host European Council President Antonio Costa and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. He said their presence underscores the growing strength of the India-European Union partnership and our commitment to shared values. US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III, and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. French President Emmanuel Macron, in a social media post, shared a throwback selfie with Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the 75th Republic Day celebrations in 2024, when he was the chief guest. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as a chief guest in today's Republic Day celebrations as an honour of a lifetime. She said a successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure that benefits all of us. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program is emerging as a platform that recognises and amplifies the positive contributions of people from every section of society across the country. He said this on the occasion of Republic Day celebration at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnaw interacted with special invitees of the Mann Ki Baat program who also attended Republic Day celebration at Kartavya Path this morning. Talking to media, the minister highlighted that Mann Ki Baat is serving as the medium to bring light to the positive work.
So many people who do a lot of positive work, to be able to bring those positive works to the attention of the nation and to share those works and spread that positivity, our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has been expressing such good works through the Mann Ki Baat program, and that brings out the good work being done by every section of the society.
At the event, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan, Secretary Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and Director General Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain, along with other dignitaries, were also present. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today announced that the government is working to ensure 100% procurement of pulses, including tur, masoor and urad at the minimum support price to guarantee fair returns to farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the Government of India on the Republic Day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.